Dealership Alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. Training today's technology for tomorrow's workforce. Tri-County Technical College is now registering for exciting careers as Cisco network administrators and computer technicians. You can learn more at tctc.edu/CIT. Tri-County Technical College offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/CIT.
The Upstate's destination for Clemson football game day coverage. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh.
Oh, man. Look, I'm not going to say this show took a turn, but it did when Kelly just tried to play Ben's Spotify on top of Ben, who's playing his Spotify.
He's logged into his Spotify on this computer, so I was trying to play a song, and some random song that I did not pick was playing, and then I wondered what was going on, and then I realized it said listening on Ben's iPhone, so my bad, Ben.
Unbelievable.
Sorry about that.
We got a lot more picks to get to. We'll take your phone calls well in this final hour of the show. 654-ROAR on the Vibe Broadband phone lines. Clemson Dominates joins us right now. What's up, Clemson Dominates?
Hey, guys. Real good. How are you? How's your Friday going?
Oh, we're doing great, man. Doing great.
Okay, cool. So, two things real quick. So, is Kelly listening?
Yes.
I am here. Yes.
Okay, great. So, I have a song request. I understand if you can't do it today, but in the future at some point, the song Drive by Alan Jackson.
That is a jam. We're having an issue with the Spotify, as we detailed.
An issue with the Spotify.
I will work on it. That's a great song.
I know it's a little too mellow for Ben. He's a little bit more upbeat than that, but you know. And then the thing I was going to ask you guys is if Clemson were to score 28 points or more in the remainder of their games on a scale of 1 to 100, what is your confidence level that they win the remainder of their games with our defense?
If they score 28 every game,
yeah, at least 28. Yeah.
100. I think the worst the defense is going to do, there will be one game where the defense gives up 24, but it's not going to be this week.
Yeah, it just seems with the talent we have, I understand the issues with the blocking, not only from the offensive line, the running backs, and the wide receivers, but it just seems to me that, you know, there would be some way to work it around, you know, do screens and so forth, and, run deep fly patterns with the guy cutting, like having Justin Ross on the inside and having him cut off, do a slant and draw the safety in and then get Latson free on the fly. And, you know, DJ, I know he can throw the ball. There's like a video on YouTube of him throwing at 87 yards, you know, where he was going against Justin Fields and he outthrew him by like 10 yards. And, you know, I just know that Frank Latson's always open when you throw the deep ball to him. So I just think that, you know, if we can open up the offense a little bit and, you know, it should loosen things up and, you know, create space for guys like Shipley and, the other receivers. And I just think that then we can start putting points on the board. I just think that if you're just always going short and conservative, then the defense really has nothing to worry about. You know, you have to stress out the defense. And I just don't know that we've been doing that. And I think we have the players to do it, you know, offensive weapons. I'd just like to get your guys' take on that. Thanks,
Clemson Dominates. Appreciate the phone call. Kelly, I think he's 100% right. I do. And the fact remains, and this, again, this is not something that any of us wants to hear, right? This is not something that any of us wants to talk about. With as good as the defense is, you can afford to take baby steps with this offense. Think about if the defense was giving up 27 a game, or 20, let's say 24 a game. Do you think we would have seen the game? Don't you think they would have tried to force some things down the field? Don't you think there would have been more of a sense of urgency last week? I'm not asking if you like it. I'm saying, do you think that would exist?
I hear you. I mean, that's what we said. That was kind of one of my main points on Monday, is I felt like during that 2-hour lightning delay, the coaches said, we're not going to lose. Our defense is not going to give up much. So we're going to continue to have this very vanilla, low-fat vanilla yogurt, not even ice cream, game plan. And that's what it was. But I'm not sure you can do that in Raleigh. But I also wouldn't put it past this staff to still make it pretty vanilla, you know? I think DJ should be unleashed. I think if he throws two picks, you're fine, as long as they're not pick sixes. But he needs to be able to make some plays. And that's what I think, but I'm not a coach. I haven't won two national titles as a coach, so I can't guarantee Clemson's going to think the same way. I think, to your point, Kwok, this still is probably going to be a pretty conservative game plan. So buckle up.
Buckle up.
So that's looking at a 21-10 ball game.
That's right. And that will be a cover, by the way.
It's true. It's true.
All right, speaking of covers, let's get back to the picks. Is anybody delinquent? Do we have the picks yet?
Only our dear teammate, Ramona.
Oh, okay.
But I know she'll get me her picks by 3 o'clock.
She's so trustworthy.
Don't
she's
worry.
Good. And she's got winners because she's with the winning team.
Yeah, exactly.
Out of rage. All right, we talked about Kentucky and South Carolina already. What's the spread? Who's picked South Carolina?
Just me and Brad.
Okay.
Everyone else just is Kentucky.
All right. Let's go to Wake Forest, Virginia, Kelly. That's tonight, 7 o'clock, ESPN2. You can have that on while you listen to the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Southern Western University, William Quagmire and Donald Clark. we're going to be at Easley and Woodmont tonight, and so you can double dip there. What's your sense of this game? What do you got, Kelly?
This game is silly. This game is just silly.
You're not kidding.
I don't know how to predict it. I think it would be very ACC of this game for Wake to go win it. But also, it would almost be more ACC for Virginia to win because Wake's undefeated, and that doesn't make any sense, right? They should have a loss. They shouldn't have a loss, but Wake staying undefeated doesn't really fall into what the ACC has done this year, where we only have two undefeated teams left in Boston College and Wake Forest. Brennan Armstrong did get a little beat up against North Carolina. That's the only reason I could see to take Wake to cover here if he's not feeling 100%, because he is their offense. When you look at what Brennan Armstrong does for UVA and what Malik Cunningham does for Louisville, like, those are teams that if their quarterback is not feeling good and healthy, they can't do anything, because both those guys do everything for those offenses. But, I mean, we've heard he's playing. This game's at home. I think Wake is probably due for a loss. Both these teams can score. It worries me that Wake can run the ball and UVA can't, but I think UVA bounces back because I think they're going to score a bunch of points. I'm not sure how many Wake can put up at UVA. So I'm taking UVA -4.
Let's be clear about something. This is a dead stay-away game.
We're not giving this out in the pick six at all.
But when in doubt, Friday night covers at home are always the play. So you go with Virginia -4, and you just let the chips fall where they may, because you don't know.
I like that number. The Louisville number was stressful, right? Because even though Louisville was the underdog, but when you're at 7, it's like, well, with this Friday night game, if you have back-to-back pick sixes to end the game, because of course you would, or back-to-back interceptions to end the game, a pick six makes that a 7-point game.
Right.
But with 4, you feel pretty good, because if UVA wins by a touchdown, if they score a touchdown late, etc., you feel good.
That's right.
So I'll take UVA.
Virginia, I'll say this, man. Virginia better run the daggone ball.
They can't.
You have got to against Wake.
But Brennan can
run the ball.
Armstrong can, but they can't.
I do not understand how a Bronco Mendenhall team cannot just line up and run it. And I've been asking that question now for 3 years. I have no idea why Virginia struggles to run the ball, other than offensive line development is not where it needs to be. Talapapa has not taken the steps that I thought that he would. I mean, right now, they're averaging 4.2 yards per carry as a team. Wayne Talapapa is rushed for 81 yards on the season. Like, you've got to be kidding me with this. Run the freaking ball, man. Run it.
They don't want to walk.
They are minus, listen to this.
They're like a toddler. I don't want to.
They are minus 79 yards a game on the ground. They are rushing for 79 yards less than their opponents. Guess who loves to establish the run?
Wait.
Oh, Mess Point Sally, Wake Forest.
Yep.
That's why I'm very tempted to take Wake, but I've taken my brain completely out, and I'm going with the cover for the home team on a Friday night. That's it. That's what I have to do because this game makes me nuts, and I need some Pepto-Bismol. All right, we talked about Kentucky South Carolina. Oh, what's the breakdown here for Wake and Virginia?
Only two brave souls have taken Wake Forest.
That makes me nervous.
And that's Ellis Tolbert and Morgan Thomas of the late night squad. So
that's
this could
tough.
Be big. It could be
that's
big for
tough.
Wake or for late night if Wake can get it done.
Let's do Notre Dame, Wisconsin here. Wisconsin's a 6.5-point favorite. This game is in Soldier Field in Chicago.
Chicago,
Soldier Field.
Two interesting nuggets about this game as it pertains to the spread.
Okay.
Brian Kelly overall is 36-21-2 against the spread as an underdog. And Brian Kelly is 6-2 against the spread as a dog when having a better record than his opponent. So that would fall into what Notre Dame is right now. And then this is really interesting to me. Wisconsin is 1-6 against the spread in their last seven neutral site games as a favorite. I don't know how far back that goes, but that is quite interesting that Wisconsin generally doesn't fare well in these neutral site games. Now, I already don't believe in Wisconsin. I don't believe in either of these teams. That's why I'm taking Notre Dame plus the points. I think it could be a field goal game. But those numbers also helped me take Notre Dame plus 6.5. And I love this Jack Cohn revenge spot. Give me that storyline.
The Jack Cohn revenge storyline. I love it so much. Hey, you know the last time that Notre Dame allowed more than 22 points in a game on defense?
4-8?
It was the 4-8 team in 2016, 100%. I'm concerned about Notre Dame's defense. Frankly, I'm concerned. I know you took them to cover. Props on that, by the way, against Purdue.
Thank you.
I'm concerned that if Purdue's starting running back didn't play, they had some injury issues in the game.
These details are not important.
I'm concerned about Notre Dame being able to actually move the ball and score against Wisconsin. Keep in mind, in the Penn State game, the reason that people like me were just killing Wisconsin is that Wisconsin did move the ball. They did on Penn State. They got in the red zone against Penn State. It was not an issue of getting stopped over and over and over and over again. Now they only average 3.8 yards per play.
They have red zone issues.
But they have major, major red zone issues. In two games this year, Wisconsin has failed to score on 5 of its 10 red zone attempts. Like, I can't think that that's going to continue.
So, okay, well,
I can't think that that's going to continue.
Right.
They went 1-4 against Penn State, 4-6 against Eastern Michigan. Maybe it does. Maybe I'm an idiot.
Field goal.
I will lay to 6.5 with Wisconsin. I just don't think Notre Dame is very good. And I think we've been seeing it. The Florida State game and the Toledo game and in Purdue last week, I think we continue to see evidence that Notre Dame is just not that great.
So we agree on half of this because I don't think either of these teams is very good.
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin may not be very good either. Although I will say they are a rare exception right now in all of our conversations. Most of the teams that we've seen have played two cupcakes and a good opponent to some degree. They had an open date last week, so they also have had 2 weeks to prepare for this game.
Oh, I forgot about Wisconsin having an open date. Interesting.
So that's a factor here too. What's the spread there before we go to Jeff?
So, well, the breakdown.
Yeah.
Spread 6.5.
It's
pretty even, Kwok. Here on Out of Rage, we're still waiting to see what Ramona does, but you and Walt have taken Wisconsin. I've taken Notre Dame. 3 out of 4 of the morning squad took Notre Dame, but 3 out of 4 of the late night squad took Wisconsin.
So, yeah, pretty much 50-50 down the middle. Let's go to Jeff before we take our next break on the Vibe Robin phone lines. What's up, Jeff?
I got Clemson 35, NC State 10 for game Saturday.
35-10. That's an easy cover right there. Why do you like Clemson by 25?
Right there in 1980. Clemson beat them 17-7, so hope they come out 35-10 this weekend.
All right. Very good. Look, different strokes for different folks. I hope it works, Jeff. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. All right, Jeff.
Okay.
35-10. I'll take 35-10.
Look, 35-10 would have been a lot of people's prediction 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Some people thought that a month ago.
Let's be honest, though. I won't say 35. If Clemson scores 31 in this game, or like
It's a party.
We won't be shocked, right? Because of how many points they actually...
I would be pleasantly surprised.
How many points... How many... Think about the points they left on the field last week. How do they score those points?
Like, does the defense score a couple? Because when you think about early on in the Kelly Bryant year, at Virginia Tech, I'm pretty sure the defense had two pick sixes. Like, you can... And that's how they scored 31.
How about don't fumble the ball going in? And how about just kick the field goal on 4th and 2 right in the mouth of the red zone?
Yeah.
Like, there were 10 easy... Easy, but all things considered, they play horrible and all that stuff. There were 10 easy points that they just freely gagged up, like Jordan Cornette's baby on Eric McLean's outfit. Like, they just freely gagged up 10 points. That's a Twitter reference, by the way.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go check out that on Twitter.
I mean, but like, think about that. If Clemson scores 24, you're not mad, you're just disappointed, right? If Clemson scores 24.
I'm honestly
24
elated.
24-6.
Last week. No, you're not mad. 6,
you're not mad, you're
and
disappointed.
And we had this discussion. That game could have easily been 21-6 or 24-6. And people are still concerned, but you're not getting these think pieces of, is Clemson
going 7-5?
Should they shut down their football program?
Like, right. If Clemson was 24-6 this week, are we mad? Are we disappointed? Are we sad? Like,
I'm fine with that.
You're fine with 24-6?
Yeah.
Because it's better, right?
Because it's a blowout.
Okay. Just saying. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go back to the Vibram info lines. More picks, more analysis, more your thoughts coming up next.
We hope you never have to experience water, fire, or mold damage to your commercial or residential property. But if you do, Service Master of Easley is here for you and ready to work with 24-hour emergency service. They don't stop there. They can also mitigate smoke and odors, making your home livable again and your company open for business fast. As fully licensed contractor, Service Master of Easley knows what to do when you don't. For all your water, fire, and mold restoration needs, call Service Master of Easley at 864-855-2373. Whether it's lunchtime, dinner time, or sometime in between, your Pie Clemson has cheesy signature pastas, freshly made pizzas, paninis, refreshing salads, and gelato, sure to satisfy your cravings. Visit Your Pie from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily at 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson, where you can dine on the patio or order to go. Their staff has implemented extra precautions to make sure your dining experience is as health conscious and delicious as possible. It's fresh and just the way you like it. We'll see you at Your Pie Clemson.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture, where we pay the tax. Choose from Topatone, Summer Classics, Hanamet, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Rattan outdoor furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check them out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Are you ready for a new car? State Credit Union now has new car loan rates as low as 1.99% APR. And you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. Not a member of State Credit Union yet? Joining is fast and easy. Visit their website for details. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Wright mowers are revolutionary to the lawn care industry and were designed by a landscaper who saw a better way to get the job done. Landscaper Supply is a premium Wright mowers dealer. If you're looking to add to your fleet, visit Landscaper Supply and see our Wright mowers or schedule a demo to try one out. Landscaper Supply works with homeowners and all businesses, big or small. Visit us at one of our locations in Greenville, Greer, Simpsonville, Easley, or Anderson, or online at landscapers-supply.com.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Gain laundry items, $7.98 each. Select 16.5 pounds Purina One Dry dog food, $19.98 each. And select sizes and varieties Kraft macaroni and cheese dinners, 2 for $5. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. That makes water furnace the better choice. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Invest in comfort and savings now. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
When your vehicle suffers a mishap, be it an accident, a door dent, or a hailstorm, take it to the George Coleman Ford Collision Center. It's just like their sales and service I've told you about. The same family, the same rated online reviews, the same integrity. It doesn't matter whether you're paying for it or insurance is. The George Coleman Ford Collision Center offers dent, collision, and glass repairs and has a full-service mechanic. No added fees and 100% guaranteed. Call 610-2655. You'll thank me later.
Face it, local drives our economy. Shop local, eat local, locally grown, locally sourced. What about local expertise? At Allstate, Stephen Fisher is just that, a local. Contact Clemson Allstate agency, Stephen Fisher, so he can help you with protection that's right for you and the things you love most. Allstate, are you in good hands? Stephen Fisher Allstate, above Kite Hill Brewing in Patrick Square, 144 Thomas Green Boulevard, Suite 234, 643-2895. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
For 7 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast collection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned third place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
We're your sports psychologists. Taking your calls on the Vibe broadband phone lines all day. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest. Sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just hold it. What all you've been given? Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Some days you're living.
All right, let's go to the phones. We got 3 on hold, Hunter and Jack and Hash Brown. Join us right now. It's a continental breakfast. Let's go to Hunter and Berea, who's up with us first in this segment. What's up, Hunter?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing great. Hope you're doing well.
Good. I'm just calling to let you know, Berea this year, that's where I went to high school. They have turned their program around from – When I was in school, they won 8 games in 4 years. Compared to now, this year, they started starting out the year with a 3-1 record, and their only loss this year was at Riverside, and Riverside's undefeated and has basically blown everybody out so far. So it don't look like a bad loss, but last year they didn't get to play the Dog Bowl game against TR, and this year is their makeup game from last year, not playing them. And if they win this game, they'll be 4-1 for the first time in 11 years. So, I mean, that'd be a great way to start out the non-conference season going into region play. And really, their only test in region play looks like will be Powdersville. But that Powdersville game will be senior night at home. So, you know, if they could somehow sneak up on Powdersville and win that game, they could, you know, pull off a big upset and win the region this year.
You know, that's a good point, Hunter. I've heard really good stuff about the Berea program, and I will just say we are monitoring that Berea Powdersville. That is a crowded slate on October 8th. We are monitoring that Berea Powdersville game as a potential here. And you know what? If this is, to me, this is their first real test. And that wasn't Riverside, obviously, because that's a much larger school. But TR is the first real test. If they can get by tonight, then you're right. That sets up a pretty big showdown with Powdersville coming up in a couple weeks.
Right, and, you know, a lot of times, like, people will say, oh, they haven't played anybody. Well, I mean, I understand that, but when I was in school, we beat Carolina. I mean, we did beat Carolina every year, but, I mean, when we would play Liberty, you know, we got blown out by Liberty, and, like, teams like Blacksburg last week, Berea would have never even gotten close to beating Blacksburg, and they know how to put away games. I went to the Berea-Liberty game, and I'm for the first quarter, you know, Liberty runs that option kind or just hand off to the fullback. And for the first drive, you know, Liberty kind of ran it down Berea's throat, and then Berea stopped them on a fourth down play. But then after that, Berea just – they got a running back that's really good. Their quarterback's really good this year, and their wide receivers are really fast. A lot of it is they finally got athletes on the team this year that, you know, come over from playing other sports like basketball and baseball and soccer. Mm-hmm. They finally got athletes on the team this year that have speed compared to other years where they'd have slow, sluggish guys that would just get burned very easily.
Yeah, look, I'm impressed with their start. There's no doubt, Hunter. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely. We'll be monitoring that. Jeff Holley. We'll be monitoring that here in studio. Friday night final with Jeff Holley comes your way after our Tri-County Technical College game of the week with Donnell and me. Let's go to Jersey Jack, who's up with us next. What's up, Jack?
Hey, we're flying low blind to Raleigh right now, almost to Gaffney.
Love it.
How's the traffic, Jack? I'm about to make the trek.
Well, I can tell you what, it's always going to be slow when you get to right south of Pelham Road, so count on that.
Well, that's true. Okay, appreciate it, Jack.
Yeah, so, but not too bad up here. But I talked to Mickey this morning, and I think I picked the offensive line to show out. So I think we are going to score some points this tomorrow, and I think we're going to go – I'm going with 31-9, Clemson.
31, you know what, I could see it. I might go a little bit lower than 31, but to me, I'm thinking that it wouldn't be crazy that NC State scores 9, especially if those 9 come early. My only issue with giving out 9 as the actual score prediction, which you can hear on the Tiger pregame show tomorrow, is that if at a certain point in the game, NC State's going to start going for touchdowns, right? And so instead of getting field goals, they'll try to get touchdowns. So that's sort of dependent on Clemson's score being depressed a little bit. But I could totally see 31-9 in this game.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, and I think Xavier Thomas is going to shine tomorrow as well. But I'm looking forward to the game, and if y'all heading up, drive safely. You're looking forward to the. I know you got some great high school calls, Quark. So you're really great at that. So keep it up, and looking forward to hearing y'all in the morning.
Thanks very much, Jack. Appreciate the phone call. Safe travels up that way. Thanks very much.
Take care.
You too. Jersey Jack. Good stuff there. I'm not going 31, but I could see it. I could. I just don't.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing that type of trajectory for this offense. I'm seeing more of a slow crawl to where they want to get to.
That would be the bippity-boppity-boop.
Yes, that would be the Cinderella.
Everything's fixed.
Yeah. Let's go to Hash Brown, who's up with us next. What's up, Hash Brown?
Hey, Quark. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well. Hey, I just want to talk about the NC State Clemson game a little bit. I know every year they play us like it's their Super Bowl. They mark it on the calendar every year for us. And I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous for this game.
You know, it does. It's nerve-wracking. It's you know, it's a little bit of a weird spot. There are several games this weekend that make us take pause, right? I mean, we've already talked about a couple of them. And I think Clemson NC State is one of those games because it does seem like there are a lot of things that could potentially happen here. And, you know, you're also going on the road. It's a true road game for the first time. And you know what I've been saying about the first true road game for teams is really a problem. And if communication was struggling for this offense at home, then imagine what it's going to be like in packed out Carter Finley at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I do think I'm sure that Dabo's been talked to him. They want to prove a point this week. I think we're going to come out hot. If I had to guess, I'm going to say 21-10 for the game.
Okay. You know what? I can see that, too. That's probably a little closer to my score, Hash Brown. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Of course. Good talking to you.
All right. Good to hear from you. Kelly, you want to make a couple picks here, and then we'll go back to the phones? We can get a couple of on our pick'em contest presented by Park National Bank, where you mean more. We got like six to go, I think. Yeah. We've got Missouri Boston College. Missouri's a 1.5-point favorite on the road. It is a noon kickoff in a game that Eli Drinkwitz says, oh, I'd just rather play Kansas or Iowa State or somebody. I don't want to play this game. So what do you think about this game? Missouri and BC.
Well, I think we hit on it a little earlier with Brett Friedlander. If Phil Dracovic was playing, I would take Boston College. But because he's not, I have too much respect for him. I think he's that good to where I just very much doubt that BC can get it done without him. With fifth-year senior Dennis Grissel, who they basically told him don't throw it against Temple. So maybe they're just trying to save some stuff. I get that. But without Dracovic, I don't think BC gets it done. And I would like to call your attention to this statistic, Kwok.
Okay.
That Boston College is 3-8 against the spread in its last 11 non-conference games.
Yikes. That does include the UMass game. Where they would have covered if Dracovic doesn't go out.
Well, trust me, I know. I tried to pick that one, but... You know, and then Missouri is 5-2 against the spread in their last 7 September games. Take that as you will, but I have too much respect for Dracovic to just think that they're going to be able to beat Missouri without him.
Kelly, you know how they say defense travels? Well, whatever the inverse of that is Missouri, because in their two games against FBS competition, they have allowed almost 500 yards a game on the average. They gave up 475 yards to Central Michigan. They gave up 520 to Kentucky. Kentucky had 7.4 yards per play on Missouri. Now, Missouri came back in that game and made it a one-score ball game. I don't even know how Boston College is moving the ball. Here's the thing. I don't even care. Because Missouri's 11th in the SEC in passing yards per attempt allowed, and they are dead last in yards per carry allowed on the ground. They're the worst run defense in the league. They're the worst total defensive team in the SEC by like 40 yards of everybody else. It's not even close. If defense travels, no defense doesn't travel or something like that. So I'm going with BC. If this game was at Mizzou, you know I'd be taking Mizzou, but I'm going with BC here.
Okay.
I don't feel great about it because, like I said, I don't know how BC is going to actually move the ball or score. But I'm just assuming that Missouri is going to give them a nice big path. I'm assuming that Missouri is going to pave the way and say, here you go, like air traffic control. Just tell them where to go.
All righty.
Dennis Grossell is averaging a gentleman's 11 pass attempts a game or something.
Look, you do what you want here.
I don't think Missouri can stop the staff of 105.5 The Roar. I just don't.
But Kwok, we're better than Dennis Grissel.
I know.
And BC hasn't even been able to run the ball. They ran it against Temple.
They've run it okay.
Barely.
They've run okay.
But this is not the old BC where, quarterback gets hurt, we can just run it. Not really.
O-line. This is an O-line. You tell your O-line.
I really like the BC O-line. I do.
You do. All right, let's go to Tennessee Tigers over this next before we hit our final break. What's up, Tennessee Tiger?
Hey, Carl. I want to touch on a few things. Did y'all see the first of all, I'll just talk about the first play of the game. Throwing a fly pattern, deep pattern. Yeah, it'd be great, but here's my thoughts on that. If you had Peyton as quarterback and Marvin Harrison as a wideout facing that defense, he wouldn't have been open. If you had Brady back there and Randy Moss, he wouldn't have been open. And then if you had Aaron Rodgers back there and Manute Bowles, you know, the Olympian sprinter. And that's how I tied the colors in too, you know, the
sure.
green and gold. Okay, he wouldn't be open. So if there's a betting line at Vegas for the first play of the game, you know, I would just bet tons of money that there'd be but here's my did you see the Oklahoma game Saturday or the highlight of the defensive back Graham?
Yes.
And the interception.
Yes.
Well, there's been some. Yeah. There's that great interception has caused disunity at practice this week because he wants to play wide out now because he wants to get on the name, image, likeness, you know, gravy train and, you know, make some money off it. But now here's that's one thing that was missing in sports news. Here's the other. Did you watch the Bama-Florida game and twice Coach Saban just went berserk?
Yes.
And almost, okay. He almost blew a gasket. So this week at practice, Saban missed some practice because now we know where we've seen Saban on TV besides the football games, but a black limousine pulled up and there's some guys in black suits got out. They were from the Aflac insurance company, and they had a talk with Saban several days, and they don't want to have a payout for a disability claim if he keeps doing that on the sideline. So Saturday, because they're playing Southern Miss, there shouldn't be an incident of that. Otherwise, sitting in the stands, if they were playing another top-flight team, we would probably see the Aflac duck himself, you know, watching Saban to see if they were going to maybe cancel his contract. So that's some news I know everybody missed. Okay, that's all.
Thanks very much, Tennessee Tiger. Appreciate the phone call. All right, final segment. Coming up next, we got a lot to do. We'll get to it right after this.
Friday nights, the Roar carries the Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week. They're hosted by the Upstate's voice for high school football, William Quackenbush. The Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week, Friday nights on the Roar.
Hey Clemson fans, this is Brad with the Roar. Be sure to check out the Ultimate Tailgate at Sam's Club in Anderson this Friday from 2 until 7 p.m. They are hosting a huge pep rally in the parking lot with support from Dr. Pepper, Kingsford, Goodyear, Cheez-Its, Pop-Tart Bites, M&M's, MasterCard, and more. Don't miss out on fun tailgating games and meet Taj Boyd. Not a Sam's Club member? Join today and get $30 off first in-club purchase with code 12561. Don't miss the Sam's Club Ultimate Tailgate at Anderson on Friday and tailgate like a pro.
Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall invites you to their special VIP event now through September 26th. This event will feature pre-owned jewelry, retired styles, trade-ins, vendor samples, super clearance, and more. North America's largest family-owned jeweler for 75 years, Reed's Jewelers Associates look forward to helping you find that ideal piece of jewelry you've been looking for. Find it at the Reed's Special VIP event now through September 26th. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall.
Are you having trouble meeting your IRS or state tax obligations? David Green can help during this COVID-19 pandemic. The IRS has instituted relaxed collection measures, delayed due dates, and other programs that we can use to help delinquent taxpayers. If you owe the IRS, don't wait. Act now and get relief before they fully resume collection activities again. Call David at 864-271-7940 for your free planning session and let them help you be proactive.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best darn garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
Let's talk about game changers.
Priority One Security's SecureView 24 is a game changer. SecureView 24 uses intelligent video analytics integrated with your alarm system to stream live video to our central monitoring station during a burglar or home invasion. Call Priority One Security for SecureView 24 or visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one security.com. Priority One Security, serious security.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
Homeowners across the upstate and western North Carolina have been turning to Roto-Rooter for all their plumbing and drain cleaning needs for over 80 years. If you're taking a cold shower or have a clogged drain, call Roto-Rooter 24-7 and find out why homeowners in the upstate and western North Carolina call Roto-Rooter the most valuable plumber. Call 864-288-7686.
Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, carolinafreshfarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage, NMLS number 1847969, based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
As the seasons change, maybe it's time to change your current car to a hot, fun-to-drive Mazda. Whether you're tailgating, winding through the mountains enjoying fall colors, or driving around town, every ride is better in a new Mazda. Bradshaw Mazda has 0% financing, plenty of styles to choose, and a simple buying experience. We don't hassle you, we help you. Come see Mazda. Hot, stylish, and a huge upgrade from your current ride. And with 0%, maybe you'll lower your payment too. Bradshaw Mazda. Where our cars are just easy to buy. See our specials at BradshawMazda.com.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night. Got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
Full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere, and so began.
Final segment of the program here on a Friday. Out of Bounds today brought to you in part by the plumbing experts. They know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. Quack, do you think that they would know how to winterize those stadiums up north for the college football playoff? God,
I'm stunned that they're
the pipes.
Oh, we can't make billions of dollars because we might have to winterize the pipes.
That's what they sound
Get out of here, Dilbert.
Plumbing experts, they are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when things have not lined up to your expectations. So don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. And we've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Contact them for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues like frozen pipes in a winter stadium. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Our lead from Round Rock was on hold. He said he really wants to hear our last five picks, so he hung up. But he did say 24-19 Clemson due to the Bock horse factor. Defense gives up first touchdown and four field goals. One of the offensive linemen gets flagged for giving the business.
Oh, no. Okay, so defense gives up 7 plus
12.
So they give up 19?
19, yeah. 24-19. Yeah.
Oh, he said 24-19.
He did.
It was blocked by this unable to sync MMS message.
Yeah, of course. All right, let's get back to the You Pick 'Em Challenge presented by Park National Bank, where you mean more. North Carolina, Georgia Tech, spread is 12.5, Kelly. What you got?
This is actually one of my pick six picks. Oh, and I forgot to say that South Carolina, Kentucky is one of my pick six
picks. It is.
My apologies.
Yes, it is.
South Carolina plus 5 versus Kentucky. Home team in this series is 4-1 against the spread in the last 5 meetings. With UNC Georgia Tech, I think Georgia Tech left everything on the field against Clemson, and they're treating it like a win, which to me is concerning. And North Carolina has found their groove offensively, just put up 59 points. I think UNC puts up at least 35, and I don't think Georgia Tech can score over 20. So I'm taking UNC minus 12.5 at Georgia Tech. North Carolina is 4-1 against the spread in its last 5 September games. And here's the kicker. Georgia Tech, including the cover at Clemson, is 9-19 against the spread in its last 28 games. So I think North Carolina, with the way their offense is clicking, is going to cover here. I think Georgia Tech has a little bit of a hangover after Clemson. So it's one of my pick six picks. And in the contest, I'm taking North Carolina minus 12.5.
We are 9-9 in the pick six. I'm 5-4. Kelly's 4-5. We're both going to go 2-1 this week. It's fine.
Let's go.
All right. What's that stat on North Carolina in September games against the spread? What's that number?
4-1 in its last 5.
What's the...
The only loss got to be Virginia Tech.
Yeah. It was their most recent road game, right?
It was.
Georgia Tech plus 12.5.
So, okay. Lane Stadium and...
Give me the points.
Mercedes-Benz, where they're playing this, where the fans won't even be heard, are comparable?
No.
Only you and...
You know what? It is not a road game. It is not a true road
game. It's not.
It's not, and I thought about that. I changed my pick from plus 12.
Oh, are you changing it? And then I forgot it again.
So I am going to change. Yeah, later points, minus 12.5. Dang it.
The only person.
I wanted the true road game to take the
points. It's not, which is weird. The only person not taking North Carolina is Mickleton Plyler.
Mickey?
Mickleton.
Mickey,
of
the
all
favorite taker?
People.
Oh, man. Look,
that looks so wrong.
Oh, my.
That looks so wrong. I'm going to go just triple check and look at Mickey's
goodness picture. Gracious. It looks so wrong.
Yes, Georgia Tech. He took Georgia Tech.
You know what? I don't think that the Clemson game is a total fluke from their perspective. I do think that formula will bother North Carolina, but I don't think it'll bother them.
Problem is UNC can run it.
Yeah. And Sam Howell's going to run as a quarterback, too. So you can't just play that way and do well. Georgia Tech's got to have somebody step. I think Gibbs will have a better game. They won't be able to shut Gibbs down like Clemson did last week.
Okay.
True that. But I'll lay the 12.5 there.
You just said true that.
True that. Louisville minus 1.5 at Florida State, Kelly.
I can't put my faith in Florida State. And I think their best quarterback at this point, Jordan Travis, is hurt. So I'm going with Louisville. God, I hate this game. I hate this game.
What was it former President George W. Bush said? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you're not going to fool me again. So give me Louisville minus 1.5.
Okay.
Louisville minus 1.5. I'm pretty sure that was George W. Bush.
The first quote that came to mind was, hey, don't throw that shoe at me.
What?
I don't think that's a direct quote. But
oh, man. Did anybody take Florida State?
Did get a shoe thrown at him. The only person who took Florida State was Richmond Weaver.
God.
A brave soul.
I thought about it because they have to win sometime.
They have to.
They are going to win.
It's not like you trust Louisville either.
Exactly.
Especially on the road.
Exactly. What is this?
I'm just afraid if Louisville scores first, those students will boo. and the fans will boo. And remember, the fans were flipping off the refs in the first game? They're going to be flipping off the players.
Correct.
In this game.
I agree. All right, let's go to Texas A&M Arkansas in Dallas.
We picked this one. We did.
Arkansas plus five. Arkansas's winning the game. Arkansas outright.
I'm not buying A&M at all.
Hey, here's, can we do a fun exercise real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Texas A&M, Clemson, Iowa, what's the difference?
None of them can score.
Okay, aren't they all sort of the same to varying degrees?
Yeah.
Would you
They're
take,
very similar.
Would you?
I feel like Iowa can score the most, though, out of those three.
Okay.
Which is weird.
Would you take Clemson to cover a 5-point spread on the neutral field against Arkansas this week?
No.
That gives me pause. That gives me pause because I'm kind of thinking, you know what? They can win by a touchdown.
And Clemson is not down to their backup quarterback, at least.
A&M also is not quite as good defensively as Clemson
They've
is.
Been pretty good, but they also scored 10 points on Colorado.
They gave up 7 more points to Colorado than Minnesota did.
That's true. That's true.
So I don't even know how good they are. Yeah, Arkansas.
The only person taking Texas A&M, the brave soul, Richmond Weaver.
I'm
worried for him.
I don't like how obvious these seem because they're all going to be losses. We're all taking L's on these.
Yeah.
Clemson, NC State. I'm going to lay the points with Clemson. I think they win like 25-24. Well, you know what? I'm not giving that out yet. Tiger pregame show. I can't.
That's right.
I can't give it out.
I am taking NC State to cover. I don't feel comfortable enough to make the assumption that Clemson's offense is just going to figure it out. I still think Clemson finds a way to win because of the program they are and the program NC State is not. But I'm going to take NC State to cover here, which actually goes against this trend, Kwok, in this series. The road team, in the last 20 meetings between Clemson and NC State, the road team is 14-6 against the spread.
Interesting.
That is shocking.
That is really
interesting. And Clemson is 7-3 against the spread in their last 10 meetings with NC State. But I'm taking NC State plus the points.
Here's the headline. Kelly Gramlich doesn't think Clemson can score 10. That's the
well, headline. Neither do Brad, Ben, me, Walt, or Morgan Thomas.
That's right.
Who are all taking NC State.
That's right. All right. West Virginia, Oklahoma. This number is 16.5. This number is so stupid. It has, like, we're all going to miss this one.
Well, I feel like you're going to take Oklahoma because you're saying that. Oklahoma's offense has not looked good. I can't get over the fact they only scored 23 on Nebraska. And Spencer Rattler has struggled. So, and I think West Virginia, you know, they're coming off the high of beating Virginia Tech. They're feeling themselves a little bit. It's a tough, I'm not taking West Virginia to win this game. Please do not hear me wrong, but I am going to take them to cover. I've been burned, Kwok. I took OU to cover early on.
You did.
And I'm not going to do that right now.
Well, I had them in my bank last week, -22.5 against Nebraska.
Yeah.
So I've been burned too.
I thought about it.
West Virginia has not beaten Oklahoma since 2007.
We're not talking about a win. We're talking about 16.5 points.
Also, the games against Norman have gotten progressively worse for West Virginia. The first game was 9. They just lost the most recent one, 2019, by 38. So it's not like they played well in Norman. With that said, this is the worst Oklahoma offense in quite some time. Honestly, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't pick Clemson to cover 17 in Raleigh, so I'm not picking Oklahoma to cover. They have won their 2 FBS games by an average of 6 points. Why would they beat West Virginia by 17?
Okay, so you are going West Virginia.
Yeah, I'm going West Virginia. Give me the points. In fact, that is my pick 6. That's number 1. West Virginia plus 17 at Oklahoma. That's too many points in this game, even though West Virginia can't possibly beat Oklahoma.
Adam, who listens to us in Norman, says he has tickets to the game. He's pumped up. He thinks it's going to be close. Adam, have a great time.
Yes.
Report back.
All right, final pick of the show, LSU, Mississippi State. LSU's 2.5-point favorite. Oh, did anybody pick Oklahoma?
Yes.
What's the breakdown here?
Ben, Ramona, and our guy, Richmond Weaver.
Yep, Richmond did it. All right, LSU, Mississippi State.
I'm taking Mississippi State. Stingley might not play. The last time these two played, Mississippi State absolutely torched LSU. I think LSU is shambly, and Mississippi State has really played well at home. So I'm taking Mississippi State.
If NC State can't score on Mississippi State, why would LSU? LSU's not any good offensively, so give me Mississippi State. They won't dominate LSU they did last year where they're still getting yards on crossers.
No, I don't think
But Mississippi State's going to win that.
So those are our picks. Just to my pick six, I've given out two. UNC minus 12.5 at Georgia Tech. South Carolina plus 5 against Kentucky. And then my bigger spread of the week is Rutgers plus 20.5 at Michigan. I'm going to roll through these very fast, Kwok. Rutgers is 5-0 against the spread in its last 5 games as a road dog. They're 6-0 against the spread in their last 6 road games. Michigan is 0-5 against the spread in their last 5 Big Ten games. And they're 0-4 against the spread in its last 4 games versus a team with a winning record. Take Rutgers to cover.
Oh, man. September Harbaugh is better, but I see what you did there. Arizona State minus